Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
That's one of the easiest touchdowns that guy's going to score in his life. Just an awful decision. That really kind of slammed the door shut at that point. I mean, it was, you know, it was pretty well shut, but that made it 17-0 at that point, kind of early in the second half. And
but yet you still weren't.
No, you weren't. Like,
Carolina did not, in my opinion, dominate.
You were, but you weren't.
They did not dominate the game, right, in my opinion. They did win. I take my hat off to them. 30-0.
It's crazy to win a game 30-0. And I mean, there's a lot of numbers that tell the story that it wasn't dominant.
Right.
Falcons outgained them.
Yep.
Turnover, I guess there was a fumble late, but the game was out of hand at that point. I mean, no team has ever outgained an opponent by as much as the Falcons
and
did.
And lost by that much.
And been shut out in a game, let alone lost by 30.
Yep.
You just don't lose by 30 in the NFL.
You don't.
The Falcons now 2 years in a row have, because they got beat by 32 by the Broncos last year as well.
That is right.
So this team does sometimes lose by 30.
Yeah.
But, that was... If that was the moment for you, maybe. I'm trying to think of the moment for me where I was just like, you got to be, this is what this day is going to be, was when they did again for the second week in a row, came out of a timeout.
Yes.
They had to call a timeout because the play clock was expiring.
Yes.
Came out of the timeout and then allowed the play clock to expire.
Yes. Yes.
On 3rd and 1, by the way.
Embarrassing.
It's embarrassing.
It's embarrassing. And I know there were some issues with Michael's communicator. And as a person who's been in a huddle, when that happens, it is a problem.
Sure.
It is a problem. But yet, we had signals. If it went down, backup quarterback throws out the signals, whatever. Or if you have a veteran enough quarterback, just call something.
Yeah.
You know. So, yes, I wouldn't take that. That is an issue when you have the communication in the helmet thing going in and out.
I would just say this, though.
Yes.
I mean, look, obviously. But last week there was also communication issues getting the play in.
Yes.
So, like, you literally just had a week where you had that situation.
Yes.
I would assume you'd be like, all right, just in case, let's make sure we have a backup plan. If something, here's a hand signal, whatever.
Yes.
Just so we have a.
Yes.
They feel like a team that lacks a backup plan.
Yes.
They feel like a team that if the best case scenario takes place, then they probably have a pretty good chance to win.
Right.
But if it doesn't, which it almost never does,
they're screwed.
On a Sunday afternoon, they're screwed.
Yes. Yeah. And so you saw that again. And, you know, the communication thing is usually, it's anything that's in the stadium could be killed, you know. So that does happen. So I'm not going to sit up here and say that. I don't give a damn. They ain't no excuse for getting your ass whipped by Carolina. I mean, they just, again, lost in every facet, every phase of the game, did not look prepared, did not look well coached. They did not look like anything. They looked like a bad, horrible, unprepared, uninspired football team.
Now, you just said all that. And it's true. Let's hear the coach say it. I think he says basically the exact same thing that you just said. I don't think
we play. True. That is true. Mm-hmm. There will be a lot of correctable moments, but then
plenty of teachable moments.
Then there'll be a lot of teaching. The most teaching is going to have to go to number 9.
It's got to.
It's got to go to number 9.
Look.
Now, I know there's a thing where you're calling for Zach Robinson's head. Who going to call the plays?
Yep.
I don't know.
T.J. Yates never called a play.
T.J. hasn't called plays. So, I mean, you're in a situation where you got a quarterback and a coordinator learning on the job. And then you got a young coordinator with a young quarterback learning on the job. It's going to be growing pains. The thing with the growing pains is that the guy who is the head of all of this ain't got time for y'all to damn grow and bring him pain.
Yeah, there will be pain.
Yeah, it's going to be pain.
Yeah, you keep growing like this, there's going to be plenty of pain.
And so you don't have that. Defensively, where was the rush? Like, they had Bryce a couple times. You know, they had him a couple times. you know. But I just think that's offensively, Andy, they're playing too high and they're playing man. So what they're telling you is you're not going to give up the big play. We're going to play your receivers man-to-man because they can't beat our guy. Then we talked about J.C. Horn. J.C. Horn's a damn good, one of the best corners in ball, you know. And, I mean, they switched it up and everything. But Michael was just so indecisive so early in the game that it just got in his head.
Yep.
And he was seeing stuff, seeing ghosts. Again, have not dove into the all 22 their bunk, you know. Might need to burn the midnight hour, midnight hours.
No, I think you know what you need to burn.
Break it out.
Burn the all 22. Nobody needs to watch
that. And that is,
they should watch it.
No,
but you don't
burn
need
it.
To watch it.
Burn it all.
Yeah, burn it.
Burn it.
Burn it.
Burn it. I've had coaches who have, like, we come in on a Monday's like, hey, we're gonna burn that film.
Yeah,
because if you don't know what you did wrong in that game,
you need to just leave.
You
anyway.
Need to leave any damn ways because
even though like you can go back and look. Early in the game, first drive, even they were moving the ball a little bit the first couple drives and got down, not into the red zone, but in field goal range and all that. Even the first throw, Penix is like rolling to his right, kind of throws it behind Pitts, is a little weird, not a big deal, incompletion. But the next.
But he was late.
Yes,
that's what I'm saying. He was like, okay, I know you talked the first play of the game, they run a bootleg to Michael's right.
Yep.
Okay, there's a slide, there's Kyle coming on the over, and then there's a bigger route. He was waiting for the bigger route. Just hit Kyle.
Right.
Just hit Kyle.
Well, and then a little too late, he threw it to Kyle.
He threw it to Kyle.
And it was an incompletion.
Hit him earlier.
Right, hit him earlier. Yeah. Probably would have been a first down.
Yeah.
But, like, if that's the outcome of a play that doesn't work, all right, incomplete pass. The next play after that was a pass play. I think it was third down. You saw it. It worked out because he double clutched.
Yes.
And then regrouped and threw it out to the left side, and they got the first down
he
on it.
But throw the hell out that
even,
ball.
Even there, though, whatever the first thing was that he saw, he didn't trust it, brought it back in, and then threw
too
it.
Too much double-clutching.
There was so much of that.
Yes.
Either double-clutching or hesitating or, you know, trying to drop down and sidearm stuff in there when maybe you didn't have to do that. Like, it was just a lot of, I mean, kind of from a mechanical standpoint, mental standpoint, all of it seemed like it was getting the better of him as the game went on.
Yeah, because you saw him doubting. When the quarterback is pumping like that, he's doubting. Let it go. You know, or, I mean, that's why I said the whole process has got to go faster. I mean, too many times they're up against it on the play clock.
That's another big
thing. You know what I mean? Try to get it in earlier so he can evaluate and scan.
Exactly.
You know when you're putting any quarterback, especially a young quarterback, up against it, and whenever you see him clapping his hands like this, it's not fast enough.
They don't come out of the huddle till they're 7 or 8 seconds.
It's not fast enough.
They get up to the line, and they want to send a motion.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They can't. So that's what I'm saying. This is on Zach. You got to get the damn play in faster. You got to get the play in faster to allow this young man first to call the play, break the huddle, and then have at least 10 seconds of processing.
Yeah, let him look.
Yeah.
Let him see what he sees.
Of processing before, you know, all these different things. Yep. And they're just not doing
it. But here's what's so infuriating about that. It happened the week before.
Yes.
You did it the week before.
Yes.
So it's like evaluate the tape and teaching moments and all that stuff. There were so many teaching moments in the Minnesota game about getting to the line earlier, getting the play in. You literally had the same thing where you had to call a timeout. You came out of the timeout and had a delay of game penalty. Like, so they're not learning.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's fine to after the game be like, there's teaching moments. But if you don't show that you've learned.
There's teaching moments every game.
Of course. But but if you do the same thing the next week, then it's like, well, what are you teaching? You know?
I understand what you're saying.
Teaching moments are just a friendly way of saying you blanked up.
Yes.
Okay?
Pretty much. Let's show you how you blanked up and how we anticipate that you won't blank up again. Because we're going to teach you. We're going to watch this film. Like, it ain't fun watching that tape today.
I'm sure it's not.
Right now. They're probably in there now.
Sure it's
not. It ain't no fun up there on no Mondays when you play like that. When you're talking about good things. Okay, Bijan was good.
Of course he was.
Bijan was good.
He's Bijan.
But Bijan's good.
Yeah.
Bijan's always going to be good.
But it's got to be frustrating. Bijan was good, but he didn't get the ball enough. You know? Like, yeah, Bijan was good. He had 13 carries. Should have had 23.
Yes.
He was going for 5.5 yards to carry, man.
Like, they're playing. They're not going to give it to you. They're basically daring you to damn run the football.
Yeah.
They're daring you to run the football when they don't have that extra man in the box. Well, run it. Run it.
Run it. There's nothing wrong with picking up 7 yards on first down.
Run it. Like, there's so many different – just run it.
I know.
Bijan 17 carries, and Tyler Allgeier, one damn carry?
Yep.
You can find five more carries at least for
– when, like, obviously the pass game wasn't in sync and wasn't working. Let's move the ball down the field. All right, it might not be as chunky.
Yes.
Like you're not going to get those big explosive plays. I don't even know that they got an explosive play in the pass game anyway. Maybe they got one.
The best drive of the game for them was the 2 minute before the half.
It was.
Because he wasn't thinking.
Yeah.
Snap, hut, ball.
Yeah,
snap, hut, ball.
Even still, they were too much not thinking.
Yes.
Because they just let the clock run out.
like
I couldn't believe that. I was like, you guys all know.
You don't have any timeouts.
You don't have any timeouts. And you can't. And then, like, Mooney catches the ball, goes down, and gets up, and they're like, spike it. It's like, dude, there's four seconds.
On the clock. There's no way you can get all
You're
down
not
going
to get up there and spike the ball. And even if they would have, the kicker probably would have just missed it anyway.
Yep.
Because he was 0 for 2 already at the time. Oh, man. I tell you, Randy.
Boy, I tell you.
Boy, I tell you. I tell you what. Here's what I'll tell you. The phone lines are going to be open in 10 minutes.
God.
So you guys tell us. Just don't cuss, all right? That's it.
It's just,
we're going to take a lot of phone calls today. 404-726-0929. We'll do phone calls in the next segment. We'll do phone calls at 1240. We'll do phone calls at 140. We will set aside a solid 15-minute chunk of phone calls every hour of the show because I don't know. What all can we say? We said it.
No, I mean, if you watch your game, it's self-explanatory, man. Offensively, they got issues with the play caller and the quarterback right now.
Yeah.
But yet, is anybody else doing anything? And that's what I mean by that is, okay, you got receivers. Drake London's really good. Moody is just – he's rusty.
Yeah, he doesn't look like
himself. He's rusty. Damn it, your best guy right now who's catching passes outside of Bijan is Kyle.
It is.
Give him the ball more.
Would love to see him get the ball
Give
more.
Give him the ball more. Figure it out. As I've said many times to a guy.
Well,
Randy, they're doing it. Figure it out.
The other thing
I'm going to do my job.
You've said many times, and I think rings true with yesterday, is football's easy.
It is, bro.
Coaches make it hard.
It is, man.
Just hand it to Bijan. Hand it to him.
And Tyler. I don't even want to go back and look at the personnel groupings and all that yesterday.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah,
I didn't see as much of what we wanted to see.
I saw Ray Ray too much.
I did see Charlie got a catch.
Was that a catch or was that a lateral?
I think it goes down as one reception for -5 yards.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Okay, those are the ones, and I know when the ball's coming to you, it's just a natural instinct to catch it. You got to bat it down.
You got to bat it down.
You got to bat it down.
You know, don't throw it.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Like,
What are you doing?
Pat Mahomes did the last time.
I know he did. He threw it backwards,
yeah,
too.
Backwards.
And then he stripped the defender to get the ball back, which was crazy. All right. Phone lines are open. 404-726-0929. The topic is just Falcons. Just whatever, you know. Whatever you want to say about it, just don't cuss. We'll talk to you after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Hi, I'm Kristen Bell, and if you know my husband Dax, then you also know he loves shopping for a car. Selling a car? Not so much.
We're really doing this, huh?
Thankfully, Carvana makes it easy. Answer a few questions, put in your VIN or license, and done. We sold ours in minutes this morning, and they'll come pick it up and pay us this afternoon.
Goodbye, Truckee.
Of course, we kept the favorite.
Hello, other Truckee.
Sell your car with Carvana today. Terms and conditions apply.